Okay, today's shiur is Gittin Daf Pei Beis. We are on Pei Aleph Amid Beis. We'll start a couple of lines from the bottom. Just one ha'ara that I did not get to mention yesterday, and that is on the Lashon. We spoke about the Doris HaRishonim and the Doris HaAchronim and the earlier generations that put themselves into the situation of mitzvos, while we and the later generations, or we're not even on the level of the later generations, which was in the levels the days of Rabbi Dosa and the days of the Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan quotes that they, you know, got themselves out of that. And even just before we start, today's shiur is sponsored L'zeichon Nishmas Chaim Yitzchak Ben Chaim Ben Sion, Rav Chana Chenach Ben Binyamin HaLevi, Rabbi Henry Book, and Reisel Bas Tzvi Elimelech, Mrs. Mermelstein. So we thank them for the sponsorship, and all the Torah today should be L'zeichon Nishmasam. All their yard sites are this week. Okay, so we spoke about the Doros HaRishonim, the Doros HaAchronim, and two Ha'aras actually. Number one, the language of the Gemara, which mentions that the Ha'arama, so to speak, that was used, that they did not bring the Tevua, the grain, straight through the front door. The language mentioned is, Eina Tevel Mischayev Emeiser at Shiyura Pnei Abayis. Tevel is not Mischayev Emeiser until it goes straight through the front door properly after having Meruach, after being processed, going through the front door. But if we were writing the Gemara, what would we have said? Ein ha-tvua mischayev b'maiser. What's the language of the Gemara? Ein ha-tevel mischayev b'maiser. The question is, we know that halakhically we're allowed a snack out in the field before the zechiyah of trumas and maisers. Why is that? So pashas we would have said is because there's no shame tevel yet. The status of tevel only starts once there is meruach and re'ias p'nei abayis. Once you have that, so now it's tevel, and now it's aser. We know tevel is aser, mida oraisa, to eat, and it doesn't become tevel until that point. When it grows, it's not tevel yet. If it was tevel, it will be aser to eat. That is the pashtus of the understanding. But the language doesn't sound that way. It sounds like it's tevel right away, but you're allowed to eat it before chiyuv trumas and maisros. Ein ha-tevel mischayev b'maiser. So if you look in the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam, that's how he seems to understand it. Maybe he got it from this line. The Rambam in Maseches Trumos, in the Pirush Mishnayos, in Perek Ches, the Rambam has a line, Klalu etzleinu, Ein ha-tevel mischayev b'maisros min ha-Torah ad she'ira p'nei abayis. Quoting the Gemara, tevel is not chayev until it goes through the front door. Shene'emar bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. V'chol ha-peiros ha-ne'echolin basadeh, O begina, ein chayev b'maisros. Any fruit that are eaten in the field or in the garden, they're not chayev b'maisros yet. Why? You might have said, because it's not tevel yet. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, mipnei shehi achila sarai. By definition, the Rambam says, eating before the chiyuv kicks in, eating outside the chutz or eating under the tree, is defined as picnicking, is defined as achila sarai. Re'ias p'nei abayis is not a koveya of shem tevel, it's a koveya of what my eating is called, how it's described. It's tevel even beforehand. After all, that's the language of the Gemara. Eina tevel mischayev b'maiser. But the chiddush of the Torah on a daraisa level, on a daraisa level, is that everything up until going through the front door is called achilas arai, it's called snacking, halachically, and only once it goes through, so then it becomes achilas keva. Right? It's the only type of food that we have that. We don't have any other machalas asuros, which you're allowed to snack on. You're allowed to snack on this non-kosher item, but once you have it as a meal, oh, it's aser. No, this is a chiddush haTorah. This is the only one that we have, that it becomes mutter, depending on how it's defined as you're eating. Achilas arai and achilas keva. But again, pashas, the Rambam gets that from the language of our Gemara. Ein ha-tevel mischayev. You might say that it's lav dafka, right? Like we've mentioned in the past, what does the Gemara say? Yevamis gershin is gayer k'gartin shenol adami. It's not really a gershin is gayer, it's a goyshin is gayer. We call it a gershin is gayer al shem sofo, because he becomes a ger after he converts. The Bali Machshava say, oh, maybe it means because he already has the Nekudas HaKedusha before he's Mizgayer, that's why he's already called Ger, his Neshama was at Har Sinai. Memelo, once he converts, we can look back and say his Neshama was at Har Sinai. So that's why maybe Ger should Mizgayer. But the Rama maybe takes it seriously, that it's Ein HaTevel Mizchayeb Meiser. Number one. Number two, the other Ha'ara, more on a Hashkafic level to make, and then B'Hashem will pick up with the second to last line on Pei Aleph Mabez. The other line is just the Hashkafic idea of looking to put myself into the situation of a mitzvah. Right? We don't just say, oh, I have to do it, I do it, and if I don't have to do it, I'm off. No, the Doras HaRishonim looked to put themselves into situations of mitzvahs. I think just last week we mentioned the Rav Moshe on Parshas Vayera, where Avraham Avinu was bothered that he wasn't in the situation of a mitzvah. He was pater. He was sick and there were no guests. So what was he upset about? But it still bothered him, and he had more pain from not being in the situation of a mitzvah than he did from his operation, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to send the malachim. But it was because the same, it was a taiva, it was a desire not to fulfill mitzvos, to be into the situation, be in the situation of mitzvos. He had a desire for that. So that's what Doras HaRishonim, and that's what we have to try to always be, try to desire, not just to do mitzvos when they present themselves to us, but to look for opportunities to be in the situation of doing mitzvos and then be able to, be'ezus Hashem, fulfill them. Okay, so those are two aris on the discussion of Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, and now let's get back to Pei Aleph Amid Beis. So we spoke about Get Pashin and Get Kireach, and the issue of a special get written by Kohanim. We know the Gemara says a lot about Kohanim in different places. Kohanim Zerizim Haim, on the one hand, that they act with alacrity, but also sometimes acting with alacrity sometimes could be a reflection of a little too much zealousness, and that's why the Gemara noted that especially for Kohanim, where the stakes are that much higher, once they give their get, that it's finished, they cannot remarry their wife, there's no mitzvah of machzer grushaso by a Kohen, there's an isser of being marrying a grusha, so that's why they created Get Kireach, which slows down the process of divorcing, and in that way, hopefully, they'll calm down by the time they get to the stage of the divorce. So the Gemara spoke about what type of edim are allowed, the extra edim on these folds, on the folds what type of edim are needed on the fold? So we had a machlokas tanam between Benanas and Rabbi Akiva, where Benanas allowed anyone, hakol mashlimin alav, the Mishnah said. Any type of puzzle could be the edim on these folds. They're not the ikar edim inside on the proper get, but on the folds they're allowed to, and Rabbi Akiva says no, only if they're ra'ui inherently, they're just relatives, but, not real psulim. And the Gemara had three different interpretations. What would be the svara? What's the difference between the two? Fine. Then, towards the end, we mentioned that really, on a Rabbana level, you need at least, the Rabbanan enacted in a Get Mekusha, you need at least three, which equal the two in a Get Pashut. You need at least three. Meaning, even Rabbi Akiva, the Benanas, say that the three witnesses have to have some credibility, some level. And if we had two versions, the last couple of lines on Pei Aleph Amid Beis, two versions that if you're missing one of the witnesses. You have the three folds and two edim. Divrei Hakol, a mashlimin alav el karov, and everybody agrees that you need a karov, meaning you can't have a pasul, or the other version is that you mamash need a kasher on the third one. Right? You can't have more than three, so then you could have a karov. But those were we had machlokas within the Amoraim, what the version is of Yosef Kasher. It says Karov, or Papa said, you know, learn it to be Kasher. So those two versions of the Gemara, what kind of requirement is the three equal to the two. Let's continue now, second to last line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lahuk Sherubo, Ela Eid Echad Karov Bilvad. You're only on all these folds, you're right, you could have one that's flexible, but only one could be the relative. All the other ones have to be kosher. You can have one that's the relative, but no more than that. Aval treilo, why? Dilma asi l'kiyume betrei krovim v'chak kosher. Maybe in a few years, when you try to verify the kashrus of this get, you'll come to rely on the two of the relatives, right? You'll know, oh, get makusha needs three, but you'll rely on two of the relatives, and that would not be allowed. The question is about, those are the extra signatures. Don't we know that the Iker signatures inside are all kosher anyway? So what do we? You're right. We're looking at these and we're relying on it. So let's keep that in mind for a second. Let's continue first. Amar Ravashi Masisanami Deka. The Brice that we just quoted also gives the impression that only one extra, one karov would be allowed. Why? Because it keeps going down. Only one. To come a dalig v'tani chad chad. Remember the Brice that we just had at the end of yesterday's year? 7 and 6, 6 and 5, 5 and 4. Right, it only mentions one of them being short. So it sounds like there's flexibility on one, the Gemara says, to support Rabbi Yochanan. As Rashi says, Shaholech umachaser ha'edim in aksharim echad echad. B'chodila v'dila, you only go down one. Shebanim b'mishtaseinu, lo dila gela echad v'minyan aksharim. So that sounds like only one would be flexible. Amar Abaya, Shmamino, we also know, Haikarov chasim ibai bein betchila bein be'emsa bein basof. This one that's allowed, it doesn't matter which fold he signs on. The first, the third, the last, doesn't matter. Why? Mimai, how do you know that? Midelo kava le makom. Because you weren't koveya makom for the signature, right? Rashi lakarcha bimastisan, and that is why it must be that he could sign anywhere. The one that's allowed, he could sign anywhere. And finally, uvishvamina, mikol tlasa mikaiminon, velo biinon ritzufim. You could pick any to be mekayim, and eventually you don't need ratzuf. The fact that you only have one that you allow to be a karov, it must mean that you don't have to go in order to have the kashrus, right? You can pick one from here, one from here, one from there. If you'd be able to have more krovim in different places, then you might have to be worried. And, oh, this one might be a karov, and that one might be a karov, but if you only allow one, and the mishnah does not give off the impression that you would need ritzufin, you can pick any. These are gadaidachmina ritzufin, because if you require ritzufin, so likvalei makom lai karov. Betchila, tell the karov to go in one spot, and then you could go ritzufin, not in that spot. Iba emsa obasof, v'lechshar betuva, you should be able to have even more krovim. If the krovim need to sign at the beginning, meaning the first folds or the last folds, then you'd be able to have ritzufin, but there's no need for that, you could have any, so it must be. You only could have one karov, and you could pick any of the signatures to eventually makshir. Ki also lakami di Rabbi Ami, amar leit seva hashleim alav eved min hashuk. You could even be mashlim, somebody from the shuk, and eved, as we mentioned in the Mishnah from Ben Anas. Okay, two other ha'aras. That is getting back to what we mentioned just at the bottom. And that is, if these are all extra, and you really know the get is kosher anyway, so what's the problem with being involved with two krovim and one non-karov? So, Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, in the end of Siman Chav Zayin, quotes a number of examples that even if Beis Din knows something is true, to be involved in something that looks untrue, to be involved in psulim, to be involved in elements that give off a wrong impression, it's still a problem for Beis Din. Maybe it's like a zilzul Beis Din type of halacha. So for example, right, the Gemara talks about if the entire Beis Din sees something at night. They know it's true. They saw the moon. They know it's true. You still have to have kosher witnesses. As the Gemara says, if you see it at night, then you have to be, there's no din at night, so automatically you're a witness. And if you're a witness, you can't be a dayan. They saw it, right? Lotei shmiya gdola mireiya, says the Gemara, af shamaisa yadua lahem shero ba'atzman mikol makam idusam sula. Because Beis Din can't be involved. Beis Din has to stick to certain standards, even if they know that what the emes is. Or we find it, right, the Gemara says, in Baba Basra, atu Moshe v'Aaron mishuv dolo mehemni, right, if Moshe and Aaron come and they want to testify in court together, we don't let them. We know Moshe and Aaron are telling the truth. There's no greater witnesses in history than Moshe and Aaron, and yet we don't accept them. Why not? We know they're telling the emes. The answer is, you might say it's like a low plug type of halacha, right? Well, you can't have any relatives, even the most kosher relatives. But, no, you also might say Beis Din cannot be involved in relatives or in something that might give off an impression that it is not emes. Then he quotes from the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, De Eidus Navi, She Yomar She Noda Lo Binavua, Lo Mahanya. If a Navi comes and tells us what happened, we still, you know, it's true. It's a Navi emes. Eliyahu Navi comes and tells us something. Still, again, all of these might be because there's certain rules and regulations, and even if there are great kosher people that come, they can't bend the rules. But even if it's Moshe Rabbeinu, you might make an exception for Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't matter. Right, says Rabbi Chanan here, it doesn't work. He says, Hadavar tzarach biur, da be'edus mamon, lo ivri sadi elo l'shakri, v'kivet shahamaisa emes ma'echbas lanche edem sulim. If you know for sure that it's true, you give him a lie detector test, so why isn't that good enough? V'tzarech lo omar dinachinami, dim yotziu mamon be'edus psula, ina mamon gezel bi'anamotzi. It wouldn't be called stealing im kami shmaya galya shehedus ms. If Hashem knows, avam ikamakom ika isura ala bezdin ladun beedus psula. But it's a din of bezdin, and that they can't don with edus psula, and maybe that's also what the Gemara means right here of treikro mechad kasher. It's even a halacha. What if you saw something? You're an eid kasher. You saw something happen, and you're going to go be man with an eid pasul. The other guy did not, but you know it's true. You know that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. The other guy is making it up totally, but you know it's true. You're not allowed to be mitztaref. Right, loti acharei rabim laraos, or eid kasher shorahamai, so asur lo litzarif im eid pasul. Shenimsa, why? Because you're causing the guy to steal? No. Shenimsa machshilas abezdin ladun al piedus psula. It's a din in bezdin, all of these, Rabbi Chana suggests, at the end of the Sim Chav Zayin and Kovas Aris. So here too, maybe that's the issue. Asur l'kiyumei betrei krovim b'chad kasher, even if you know it's true, still bezdin can't be don, be involved in a case with eidim psula. So Yehemuna Chashiyavo Elio, maybe if anything less than that would not be called, I don't think Elio there means that means Mashiach, and then I don't know if that's going to be in the world realm of Din. You're asking, what do you mean Elio Navi can't help us? Right, it's still not. No, Elio is going to tell us what the Din is, possibly. Right, it's not going to tell us what the reality is, whose it is. You have to know how to understand that principle. Yehemuna Chashiyavo Elio. Right, and say, Teku. So it's Teku going to, right, we have a suffix in Din. We don't know what the halacha is. So he's not going to allow Edom Sulev, he's not going to tell us whose money it is. He's going to be Megala the Din for us. Okay. Good. One other, before we start the next parak, the Chashuk Yechemet here. This is on this end of this parak, so we'll just mention it now. Talking about, again, writing again, and the process being stopped and starting. Here it's at Seva Hashleim, right? We try to get the get to be stopped when we have a get Makusher. So here's the case. She'elah, he quotes. Adam Sha'am Elagar Shazishto. A man's about to divorce his wife, and the sofer, and the Edom, everybody's there, and then all of a sudden, he thinks, whether it's true or not, he thinks that his wife, or her krovim, are like making fun of him. Making fun of him, or making him feel bad, all of a sudden he says, you know what, that's it, I'm not giving the get. Not giving the get, finished. And he's ready to walk out, he gets very angry. And then all of a sudden, they're, oh come on, what's the problem? Bezdin is mishachneahim, Bezdin gets him, and everybody, fine, I'll give the get. Could he give the same get now? Did his decision ruin the get? The fact that he just said, I'm not giving the get. He really decided he wasn't going to give the get. So we discussed this in the fourth parak already, a little bit, when by bittel haget, is it bittel the shlichus, or is it just mevatel the get? We discussed this at the beginning of the fourth parak. But here, where Zilberstein quotes, nechel gor rishonim, das rov rishonim, she'efshel agarish beget, afil lachar shebitlu. Rov rishonim, and that machlokas paskin, that you can still use it. Ulam lachadchili yish lachmir. Right, but he quotes from the Rambam, Machlokas, but the Rambam says you shouldn't use it. So the question is, so what about this case? So he says, Kol zeh kashavitlu beferish. The only Machlokas is if he was actually Mevatel it. Here he wasn't Mevatel it. He just said, I'm not giving it. He didn't say anything wrong about the get. Im kasav get v'nimla chalei shelo lagarish bazeh. What if a person writes a get, like this case, and then he decides not to use it, and he decides to use it? So maybe that would be better than that machlokas we've shown him, where he wasn't mevatelit beferish. V'yeshlis topic larzeh. Right, and then he quotes other cases. What if he then gets upset? He throws it on the floor. Is that a case of being mevatel to get? What signs, what actions of his can you say is a bittel? He quotes other actions as well. But Rachmana Litzlan. We should not know of this, but that's the case about whether breaking the process is breaking the get itself. Okay, Adon Lachazorek, Rabosai, we are up to the last perek here in Meseches Gittin, the last Eidaf, before we get into the last Mesechta in Seder Nashim. Kiddushin is on the horizon. Okay, so let's get into Hamagarish. And as we have mentioned, the Mesechta ends strong. It's not that there are just some details that are thrown into the end of the Masechta. This parak has major halachas for Yochas Gittin. We're going to get to the main sugya, one of the main sugyas of Eidim Mesiri, the Chasima, and other issues as well come up here. And the last Mishnah in the Masechta about reasons to divorce. Hamagarish is ishto, v'yamar la hariyam muteres lachal adam, ela leploni. Man divorces his wife and says, you are muter lachal adam, muteres lachal adam, except for so-and-so. Except for so-and-so. Let's say the man has his sveikus, that this woman, his wife, you know, has a thing for another man. And he wants to make sure that she does not do anything with another man, get married. So he says, honey, you're divorced. Doesn't probably say honey, but you're divorced. Hariyam muteres lachal adam, except for so-and-so. You know, so-and-so you are not mutter for. Lagave him, you're still married to me. So does that work? So, machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer, matir, vachachamim osrim. Rabbi Eliezer says that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Right, let's see. Vachacham Oser. Why did Vachacham Aser? Because as we know, again, it's called Sefer Krisus. It has to cut. It has to totally be create a disconnect between the man and the woman. And now, they're still connected, Lagabi, that guy. Right, Lagabi, the one man that was singled out. And therefore, the Chachamim say that that doesn't work. The Rabbi Eliezer, though, says Mutter. Why is that Mutter? He also requires Get Krisus. So explains the Ritva. It must be that he thinks this is Krisus. This is enough Krisus. Pirish of Elazar Matir Misham to Kasavar. Ah, forgot to be no Krisus. Hi, Krisus who why? Kivachi Mukureshes, we met Lagamre, Lagabe, Shar, Bene Adam. Regarding everyone else, there's a divorce. Regarding this one person, you know, but that's not enough to ruin the Krisus according to the Ritva. Is there any way, according to the Rabbanan, let's say he has this Shash. He has the chash. Is there any way to prevent this woman? So the Mordechai says, tell Bezdin. Tell Bezdin to warn her. If he has it, tell Bezdin to research it. But you can't put it in the formulation of the get. Says the Mordechai right here. Hamakani Leisha. Tough mem dalet. No, the Mordechai is organized. His osios go by the Seder. Right? The beginning of the Gittin doesn't start with Aleph. Beginning of Yevamah starts with Aleph, the simanim that he has. So now we're getting towards the end of the Seder. So he has Tav Mem Dalet. Hamakani Leisha, Varotza Lagarsha. Vahu Choshed Osa Al Shum Adam. Ketzad Yase. Man divorces his wife and he is not sure. Maybe he even has good intentions. He thinks that she might have been doing things with him and he doesn't want her to be Nichshal. Right? He knows the Halacha. Echel Baal, Echel Boel. So what do you do? Im Tim Salomar Yomar La Chutz. Right, if you say chutz, or we'll get to the cases of chutz and amanas in the Gemara, it can lead to problems. Omer lebezdin v'heim mochin b'yideihem shelo yisu zeazeh la'olam v'yachakach nosin la'get. Says the Mordechai, don't put it into the formulation of the Gittin, because then it could ruin the krisus. Just make it to tell Bezdin, and they will figure it out. Good. Chassam Sofer here. No, let's finish the Mishnah first, and then we'll note that. So Kesed Yaseh. So what do you have to do if he gave a get with this formulation? Yitzlena Heimena. He has to take it back from her. The Yaseh Yitzlena Law, and then he has to give it back to her. The Yomar Law Harya Muteres Lachaladam, and then he has to say you Amuter Lachaladam without any strings attached, without any exceptions. Good. Do you ever have to say, do you have to have an amira by get? Do you always have to say, Hariyam Muteras Lachal Adam? What impression do you get from this Mishnah? It sounds like that's part of the definition of Gerushin. And that is what Tosfos said earlier. Chassam Sofer says this Mishnah kind of sounds like Tosfos. Tosfos, if you remember a couple of days ago, Tosfos Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. Tosfos says, if you want to look back, Ri Hayam Matzrich Lenosin Gel Ishto Lomar. Hey Gitech. Everybody agrees you have to say this is your get. Unless you are a Sukin Boso Inyan right beforehand. But you have to have something. But then Tosfos adds, V'gam Hariyam Muteres Lachal Adam. That's part of the Amira. Kidem Mashma B'Hamagaresh. Like it says in Hamagaresh, our Perek Shai Regil and Lomar Gamkin V'don. V'don, as we'll get to the formulation. So is there any way the Rambam does not mention Hariyam Muteres Lachal Adam? Right? He says Hagitech. So how would you understand this? So the Rishonim here say that maybe here is different. The Ritva here says, and the Ran says, here is different because you had a problematic formulation first. If you first said, Hariyam Teres Lachal Adam Chutz Miploni, so then the second time you give the get properly, you have to explicate and say, Hariyam Teres Lachal Adam. Because if you give it and you don't say anything, you just say, Agitech, then maybe one would think that, like what I said earlier. You have to explicate and be clear now. That's how the Ritva says, the Rambam would read this. Kasav Rabbeinu Nero, Tahai Lishna Lav Dafka, Tiava Bishachozev Notla Hemeno, Lotiski Bahagitach Stestama, Kiva Deme Karak, Shinosnu Lam, Melechus Miploni, Demasha Piresh Me Ikara, Eno Mizbatel Bistam Ela Beferish. what you said earlier, it does not get nullified unless you explicitly said something otherwise. For Yomer Laban Nesina Shnia Harei Amuteres. That's the diuk in the language of the Mishnah. Take it back and say Harei Amuteres L'Chol Adam. What do you mean? Take it back and give the get. If you always have to say that, then what do you have to explicate that for? So then maybe that's exactly what you think. This is a raya against the Rambam. Maybe it's a raya for the Rambam. The dafka, it has to be said in this way. Could a person, in the Biura Hadaf, they talk about, could a person be chozer toka de dibur here? Let's say a person, Ariya Mutaris the Chaladam Chusbi Ploni. Oh, no, you forget it. Really, everybody. Take back the Chusbi Ploni. So one would have said not. You know, we know that the four exceptions to the rule of toka de dibur, the Gemara in Baba Basra and in Nidarim, toka de dibur kedibur dami chutz mi, mekadesh, megaresh, gein and kiddushin, right? So you would say, you can't. So some achronim say, when the Gemara says that you can't retract, it's only to be mevatel the get. You can't be mevatel the get, even toka de dibur. But to be mekayim a get, so maybe you can. Remember, what was the whole svara that the Ran gave at the end of Nadar and Pezayin? For why can't you be chozer toka de dibur by these items, by cursing God, chas v'shalom, by megadev, by marriage, by divorce? Because those are very serious areas of halacha, and you wouldn't fool around with this. You would be very serious. So if you give a get, you can't be chozer bo. You can't retract it. But here is the opposite. Here, the get is no good. The get is no good, and now he wants to be chozer toka de dibur to make it a good get. So maybe there we would allow toka de dibur. That principle of not being chozer bo, begerishin, might be only by bittul aget and not by kiyum aget. That's what the Tiferes Yaakov, one of the achronim, suggests, that this Mishnah one might even be, even toka de dibur to be chozer bo, we would allow him. Okay, last line of the Mishnah. Kasvu besocho, if you wrote this in the get, you can't erase something in the get. Right? It's got to be written perfectly. If you wrote chutz ella laploni and you erased it, it's still no good. Period. Ibai lahu, says the Gemara, hi ella chutzu o amanasu. The language of our Mishnah is, the man says to his wife, you're materis to everyone, ella laploni. What does ella mean? But laploni, what does that mean? Does that mean except for ploni? The two suggestions of the Gemara. Except for Ploni or on condition that you never marry Ploni. That's two very different formulations. We don't know what Ella means. So, hi Ella, chutzu doesn't mean except for Ploni. Oh, almanasu or almanas that you never marry Ploni. In other words, as follows. The Gemara expands. Chutzu doesn't mean chutz uba chutzu to plead your abundant alayder abiliezer. And the machlokas in the Mishnah is where the man divorces his wife except for Ploni. That's the machlokas, and that's where the Rabbanan say it's a lack of krisus to hashir la baget, because you are mashayir, you don't have a full krisus. Avo ba'almanas, but in the case where it's almanas modile, maybe the Rabbanan would agree that that's okay. Midi dahavi akol tanai dalma. Like any tanai. A man can give a get to his wife, almanas that it rains, almanas that she does this, almanas that you never marry so-and-so. So maybe the Rabbanan would agree to that. The machlokas is only about chutz and not about almanas. Odilma, or and just the opposite. Odilma almanasu. Maybe the Mishnah should be interpreted as almanas. Uba almanasu the polygrib Eliezer ad Rabbanan. And that's where Rabbi Eliezer argues with the Rabbanan. Because that's where he would say it's okay. It is a krisus with a tanai. Aval bachutz. But in the case of achutz modem, maybe Rabbi Eliezer would agree in that case, that it's a problem to hashir la baget. So that's the shiloh. What's the case of the Mishnah with an afkamina about what the machlokas is about? Amar avina tashma. So the Gemara says maybe we could prove it from the language of a Mishnah in Maseches Negayim. And the assumption of this proof is that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would have used the same word to mean the same thing in both Mishnayos. Right? We're quoting out of a totally different context. Says the Mishnah in Negayim, kol abatim itame bin Negayim. All houses could become tamei with saras, right? Saras afflicts bodies and clothing and houses, as we read in Parshas Tazria and Mitzora. So, kol abad v'tam v'negayim, el ashol v'dekochavim, but idol worshippers' houses, non-Jewish houses, let's say. So what does that ella mean? Does that mean except? Does that mean on condition? What kind of condition are we talking about here? Almanat doesn't make sense. So, iyam b'bishlema chutz hu shapir. Chutz makes sense. All Jewish houses owned by Jews can be mitame ben negayim, except for non-Jewish houses cannot. Ela'i amrit almanasu. But if you say it means almanas, how does that make sense? Almanas to lo mitami bati obdik achavim. Who de mitami bati Yisrael? What, as on condition, as long as non-Jewish houses don't become tame, then Jewish houses become tame. It's a condition. Hamitzmu bati obdik achavim. But if non-Jewish houses become tame, lo mitami bati Yisrael. What does that mean? Almanas doesn't make sense in that usage. And the assumption is that we would use the word Ella in the same way. That's an assumption of the Raya. Number one. Va'od, and another problem with that, to assume that it's almanas, not that it doesn't make sense to make the tumah of Bati Yisrael dependent on Bati Obdei Kochavim, but also the following. Bati Obdei Kochavim, mi mitami, can they become tame? V'atanya, v'nasati negat saras v'beis eretz achuz aschem. I will place the negat saras in the house of the land of your achuza, right? Your heritage. Eretz achuz aschem etami v'negoyim, v'im v'ati ote kochavim etami v'negoyim. Right? They can't. Ela shvamina, chutzu shvamina. Okay? So it's chutz. Meaning, the machlokes in the Mishnah is about chutz. But everybody would agree, even the Rabbanim would agree, that by a case of almanas, it would be a krisus. It would be a gerushin. The man divorces his wife, almanas, that she never marries someone else, that even the Rabbanim would agree that that is okay. Period. If you remember the Rashi, the Gemara, the Pasuk tells us in Mitzora, the Gemara just quoted the Pasuk, V'nasati negatzaras. I will give. That's an unusual lashon for a chola, for a choli. Hashem, I will give. Right, you have a similar lashon called right lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha, but you have v'nasati lematana. It's a matana to be sick. V'nasati, it's a matana for the house to have saras. So famous Rashi. Rashi says yes. Rashi quotes in Parshas Mitzora, "Bisora hilahem." It's a great announcement. Shaha negaim ba'im alehem. That then you get negaim. Why? Lafisha hitmino amoriim matmonio shel zav bekiras bateim. The Amoriim, when they heard the Jews are coming into the Eretz Canaan, they hid all of their treasures into the walls of the houses. Kol arboim shana shal Yisrael amidbar. They didn't know when they were coming in. So all 40 years, they thought they were coming in now. And that you think it's a terrible thing that your house got saras. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to find the treasures in the house, and that's why he puts it there. And the beginning of the process is that the house is destroyed. So that's one version. That is probably against the Gemara Machlokas in Chazal. Machlokas in Masechah Sanhedrin. We know the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Aleph, that there are, at least according to one opinion, there are three halachos, lohaya velo nivra, that never happened. Three halachos that were never took place because there are so many details of what is required. So it's impossible. So, you know, one of them, the third one is what we're talking about here, that everybody agrees. The first two is a machlokas. Ben Sora and Mora, lohaya velo asilios. Right, that's one opinion. And Rabbi Yonasan says, no, I saw the kever of a Ben Sora Bora. And then, Ir Hanidachas, never happened. You can't even have a mezuzah. If you have one mezuzah, Ir Hanidachas, it's not an Ir Hanidachas. So many details that are required. Again, lo hayav lo nivra, velo hayas elios. And then again, Rabbi Yonasan says, no, I saw one. We spoke in a parshas here a couple years ago. Right, this one Tana was he saw the Ben Sora Mora and he saw the Ireni Dachas. Amazing. Anyway, and the third one though is Bais HaMenuga. Bais, a house with saras. The Gemara says Lo Haya V'Lo Asilios V'Lo Menechtav, and there's no machlokas on this one. So Mistama, this one never happened according. But it's against the other Rashi that says no, it was a present. Did it ever happen? Well, Hashem wanted to give us the present, but it never happened. Pashas is a machlokas in Chazal. The Gemara there says, though, according to the opinions, that it never occurred, so what do we have it in the Torah for? What, just have 610 mitzvahs? Or you could come up with another three. No, the Gemara says, drosh v'kabal schar. No, drosh v'kabal schar, meaning, learn it. What does it mean, learn it? It means to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know everything about what he believes. We get the mushel in the past. You know, if you want to get to know somebody. So, let's say you never met them. So they give you a list of 10 things that they like. So you go through the list. Okay, you begin to get to know them. 30 things. 50 things. 100 of their likes and dislikes. I guess now on the web, you know, you can like it. You can see somebody's likes and dislikes. Somebody that, you know what, right? So, if you have a whole list, 1,000 things that they like and dislike. So you can get to know them. The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's likes and dislikes. Kaviyochol. Whatever that means. These 613, these 365, 248, It's what Hashem is interested in. So even if something is never lemaisa, but conceptually, this helps us get to form the bigger picture, right? The way the Chafetz Chaim says it, the mashal hakadmoni, right, is the Torah. What does that mean? It's like, as Rav Soloveitchik said, it's like a photograph. We can't see Hashem, but this is the closest we could get. So even if there is a part of Torah that was never lemaisa, the messages, what we can learn from Ben Sarah Mora, from Irani Dachas, even if it never occurred, even all the Chayvim Mises Bezdin that hardly ever occurred, the Mishnah says at the end of the first parak in Makkos, right? Every 7 years, 70 years, right? So, but still, drosh v'kabal schar, right? We darshan it so we could get a fuller picture of Torah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, 5-6 lines up. Masisa deloki aitana. So the way we just understood the Mishnah, again, how do we understand the Mishnah? The machlokas tanaim is about chutz, but by almanas, everybody would agree. So that's against how we're about to have the formulation. Masisa deloki aitana detani. This price is different. Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda, lo nechlu Rav Elazar v'chachamim, ala magaris is ishtov amar la'arem, muteres l'chol adam, chutz miploni, sheni magureshes. No, this version is that everybody agrees by chutz. Everybody agrees by chutz that it would not be good. Meaning, even Rav Elazar would agree that by chutz, it would not be allowed. Amar nechluku, ala magaris ishtov. The following machlokes is the case of almanas. Right, amagar aman echlu amagarish ishto va'amar lo hariyam muteres lechaladam almenash lo tinasi leploni almenas that you do not marry ploni. So shabalazer matir, that's the machlokas. Right, our first version had that was not that was a lekuli alma, but this version is saying that's the machlokas. Shabalazer matir lechaladam chutz meoso ha'ish. Shabalazer says fine, that's a tznai. That's a tznai, and therefore mutter, except for that man. And the Chum say, no way, that is a lack of krisus. That is not a tznai like other tznoyim. Even if you formulate it in the world language of tznoyim, that is not a tznai. My time of Rabbi Elazar, mi didavi, I call it a tznai to Alma. Why does Rabbi Elazar say it's okay? It's like any tznai. For Rabbana, no, call tznai to Alma, lo shir lebeget. Every other tznai, right, there was no shir. This tnai goes to the mahus, to the nature, to the crux of what the get is supposed to be. It's undermining what the get is supposed to do, and therefore, it does not, it is not allowed. Good. 2 points. Number one, there is a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam says, what happens if a man says, man uses this tnai, peraches, halacha, hey, the Rambam says, let me just find the Rambam. Halacha Yud Beis, I'm sorry. The Rambam says, Hareze gitecha manash lo tinasi leploni eino get. As we have. Right, this is your get, almanasi, never marry so-and-so. The Rambam passes like the Rabbanan. No good. Halamaze dome, lo omer lo, almanash lo tishti yayin ze leolam. It's like he says, almanasi, never drink wine. That also is a problem, because forever, she is somehow connected to him. But then the Rambam says, Avalim omer lo, almanaz shalotinasi leploni ad chamishim shana, hare zeget. What if he makes a tnai that you can't marry him for 50 years? The Rambam says, that is krisus. Velotinasi lo kol zman shehisna. The Rambam says, that is a get, we have to wait till the tnai is fulfilled. That is the Rambam, Pereches, Halacha Yud Beis. And the other Rishonim quote the Rambam here and argue. And they say, no. That's also like a la'olam. As long as the Ran here, let me find him, Mem Gimel Beis Nadafi Arif, he quotes the Rambam, who makes this chilek and says, V'dvarb temuim, t'yafilu amal almanash lo tinasi leploni la'olam, eino ka'almanash lo tishti yayin la'olam. Right, he says, the Ran says, I'm sorry, in the opposite direction he argues on. He says, if somebody says you can never marry him, shouldn't that be, that's only until the man dies. The man dies, and it's mutter. That's also like until 50 years. If you're making this a chilek, so why should there be a difference? Venira, and the Rambam compares this to, you can't drink wine forever? Shouldn't be compared to that. Venira shedaitozal, it appears that he holds, tahasam shiny, mebreshi rasha lishos yayin la'achar misaso, venipsa shlo nesra yayin la'olam, avalzu nesra benisi uav shal zel la'olam, shrek kol yimei chayav lotinasi lo, venisu la'achar misa yi afshar. So, Machlokas, the Rambam is machalik between this man, I'm never going to marry him, I'm going to marry him for 50 years, and the Rambam compares the first case to the wine case, and the Ran and the Rashba, I think, also argue on that distinction. Point number one. The other point to mention is what Tosfos mentions on top here, on the top of Pei Beis and Mabeis. Tosfos says, if a man, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says the Gerushin works, right, where he says that as long as you don't marry so-and-so, are you allowed to marry, is she allowed to get married to somebody else before so-and-so dies? Are we worried that one day she might marry so-and-so, and then it'll come out that the Gerushin wasn't a Gerushin, and all the children in between were Mamzerim? Do we have to worry about that? Tosfos says it sounds like from the Gemara that she can get married right away. Harei ze get. Harei muteres lechol adam almanas, that you don't marry Ploni, get married right away. Says the chutz mi oso ish, top Tosfos. Mashma da filu ba chayi oso ish matir li nase. And hikshar ben Shmuel. But by other cases, we are worried that you have to wait till after the Tanai. Almanas that you give him a time zuz, almanas this, almanas that. You have to wait for the kiyam atanai. So here, maybe shouldn't you have to wait for the guy to die? So a number of answers given. Tosfos says, here is different, because marriage could only be done with her acquiescence. And therefore, it's in her control. If it's in her control, so we could trust her that she doesn't want her kids to be mamzerim, she'll never get married. It's not like something out of her control, of rain, or get, or kiddushin. She has to want it. That's what he quotes from Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Abel Hacha, last couple of lines of Tosfos. Amanash lo tinasi lekelamecha she'isa ena balkarcha. Tinisu an yefsher balkarcha. Can't get married balkarcha. Number one. The Tosfos Rid has another beautiful answer. It's printed on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the last couple of lines. He says there's a difference between whether you have to wait for kiyam atnai or bitul haget. If you're waiting for a tnai to be fulfilled, then you have to wait for it to be fulfilled. This is your get almanas that you give me 200. So you have to give, you can't get married until he gives 200. A kiyum hatznai. But here, the get is a get unless something happens. So we're not choshesh for the unless, for the bittel haget. We're only choshesh and wait for the kiyum haget. But not for the bittel haget. That's the Tosfos Rid. Hilkach, avo pisha, siya samaisa, mevatela, segela, mafreya, afiluachi, matirna, so lenasa miyad. Again, not because it's in her control, but a more lumdish, right? The question is whether it's a bitul haget or a kiyam haget. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line. It's my time, Rebbe Elazar. So, we have two versions. Is the machlokas Rebbe Elazar the Chachamim about almanas or about chutz? So, if it's about almanas, that's what we just explained. So, what about if it's about chutz? Umasisan du kimna bachutz. Our version of the Mishnah, we said that the machlokas is about chutz. My time with Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Eliezer. So what's his reason then that he allows even chutz? Amar Rebbe Yanai, Mishim Zakin Echad, Amar Kra, V'yatza Mibeso, V'halcha V'haisa L'ish Acher. He goes, he gets divorced, and she goes to be with another man. Afila lo hitira, Ela L'ish Acher, Harizim Mugureshes. Even if she's only mutter to one person, Mugureshes, we darshan. And surely, everyone except for one person. Verabanan, high ish, lachol ish veish. Doesn't mean one other person, it means every other man. That's what a get does. That's one upshot. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Elazar mehacha. The reason Rabbi Elazar is the following. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. A woman who is divorced from her husband, lo yikachu. We darshan from there. Afilu lo nizgarsha ela me'isha nifsala mina kahuna. Right, this is another example of what we had yesterday, reach haget. This is another example. If a man gives a get to his wife and says, you are divorced from me, but you're not mutter to anybody else. So that's not a good get, but it's enough to create reach haget. That's what it means. Afila lo nizgarsha ela me'isha, even if she's only divorced from her husband, nifsalam and a kahuna, she is still nifsalas from a kahuna. So you see, there's a something, the gerushin is something, even if it doesn't matir. So that's Rebbe Eliezer's svara, even if it doesn't matter. And again, all the achronim mentioned that there are two elements to every get. There's a nituk, there is a disconnect from her husband, and there is a heter to everybody else. Both of those. We mentioned that months ago. We said maybe that's part of the beginning of the process of ksivas haget, that the iser labayla starts before the heter for everyone else. So, says the Gemara, Alma Havigita, this is the svara, Rabbi Yochanan says for Rabbi Eliezer. So you see there could be the status of a get even without the heter. V'rabbanon, iser kahuna shiny. The Rabbanon would say, don't bring me rayas from reach haget. Iser kahuna has a very high standard. What passels for grusha la kohen? But that's not really a get. And in our case, it would not be good. Period. Boy, Rabbi Abba. An amazing question. B'kiddushin heich. So this whole machlokes is about gerushin. You leave somebody out. What about by kiddushin? What if a man marries a woman and says, I'm married to you, and you're only mine. Except, you know, you could be with that guy too. So could you leave somebody out by marriage? We just spoke about, could you leave somebody out by gerushin? What about by marriage? A woman can't be married to two men. Right? A man can be married to two women, but so does that work? Could you create that? That I'm married to you, you know, with a caveat that there's still space for one other guy. So we could ask it according to either Shita. When does Rabbi Eliezer say it here by get, elamishum, tiksivi kroy? Because you have these psukim that we quoted. And that's the makar. But by kiddushin, you need a full kinyan. And therefore, even Rabbi Eliezer would say it does not work. Or we compare gerushin and kiddushin. And if it works by gerushin, it works by kiddushin. You also ask about the rabbanan. Maybe the rabbanan's problem is only because you need a full-fledged cut, nituk from the husband. Aval hasam, kinyan kaldu. But here, any little bit of kinyan is good enough for kiddushin. Odilma v'yatzav ha'isa, always say no. V'yatzav ha'isa also, one would not be able to, the rabbanan would say it does not work. So alabasar di bayale hader pashta, after he asked this question, Rabbi Abba himself gave his answer. Bein l'Rabbi Eliezer, bein l'Rabbanan, be'inan v'yatza v'haisa. You need v'yatza v'haisa, and therefore, Rabbi Eliezer would say it would work by Kiddushin, and the Rabbanan would say it would not work by Kiddushin. It would not work. The Achronim discuss, v'yatza v'haisa, we know, according to various Rishonim, it might not compare all the Darkei Kiddushin. Maybe only Kiddushei Shtar. You have a day like that in Rishonim. So is this saying only by Kiddushei Shtar you can make this allowance? And they'll leave out, but not by the others, or not? That's a question. Maybe not. What about Kiddushei Bia? So it's a discussion whether V'yatzav Ha'isa goes across the board. Okay, let's continue. Amar Abaya, Intim Salomar Isala de Rabbi Abba. If we assume, like Rabbi Abba, lie that according to Rabbi Lazar, that it would be a good Kiddushin, but Reuven v'kitcha chutz mi Shimon. What happens if Reuven is Makadish a woman and leaves out Shimon, his brother? His brother. So this woman, I'm married to you, but you're still allowed to marry my brother. And Shimon then goes and marries her and says, you're married to me except for my brother Reuven, who you're already married to. And then they both die. Is that called a woman who's coming to the third brother from two husbands? The Gemara says, no, that's not called two husbands. She could do Yibam to Levi, meaning we know from Maseches Yevamos, if a woman is coming from two husbands, how does a woman come from two husbands? Reuven dies, and then Shimon does Maimar, and then Shimon dies, and now Levi. So that's considered coming from two husbands, there's no Yibam. So here, the Gemara says, there it's not called coming from two husbands. Mis Yavem is the Levi, ve'ein ani kare ba'esha shnei mesim. Why? My taima, says the Gemara, kiddushei de Reuven ahanu, kiddushei de Shimon lo ahanu. No, because Kiddushei Reuven, in this case, even according to Rabbi Lazar, that we said it would work within the Ibai of Rabbi Abba, Reuven's Kiddushin asered somebody, asered the whole world, except for Shimon. Kiddushei Shimon Lohanu, what did the Kiddushin of Shimon accomplish? Whoever was asur is still asur, and whoever's mutter is still mutter. Didn't accomplish anything. Reuven's the only one that he could have asered, and he didn't asur. So really, the marriage of Shimon did not really have an effect, even if you want to say that normally Rabbi Lazar would allow this. So what's the case of Eish HaShnei Meisim that you could come up with in our type of context? I mentioned one from Yevamos. But how could you come up with the following? Kigon, Shabar Reuven v'kid shachutz mishimon. Right, that's what happened. Reuven was a kadesh, but Shimon you could still marry. Uba Shimon v'kid shastam. He was a kadesh shastam. Tekidushe Reuven ahanu l'meisra a'alma. Tekidushe Shimon ahanu l'meisra Reuven. So that's a case where it would work, but now she would be answered to Reuven. That would accomplish something. Again, this is all within Rabbi Eliezer, within Rabbi Abba's suggestion. That would be a case of Eish HaShnei Meisim. Period. Boy Abaya, continue a little more because to get up to where we got up to 7.5 years ago. Boy Abaya, Amar Lahari Amutaris Lachaladam Chutz Mi Reuven Vishimon. What if a man says you're married to me? I'm sorry, you're divorced. Getting back to Gerushin, Hari Amutaris Lachaladam, except for those two people, Chutz Mi Reuven and Shimon. The two of them, you are usher to. The chazar va'amar la, L'Rubei Mishimon. Mahu. And then he repeats and he says, L'Reuven Vishimon. So, Mahu, what is the halacha there? And Tosas points out on the bottom, this is even within the Rabbanan, a question. Mahu. Mi Amrinan, my da'asar shara. Do we say that my da'asar shara, whatever was asered is now mutter, whatever was mutter is now asered? Meaning the question is, you know, what did he add by saying Reuben and Shimon? Was he flipping or was he adding? Was he adding Reuben and Shimon and now it's a full-fledged get, according to the Rabbanan? Or is he just flipping? Now Reuben and Shimon are mutter and the others are usser. Odilma, my da'asar shara, my da'asar usser. Sorry, so what, is he just adding what he asserted is now mutter? Now he's saying you're even mutter to Reuben and Shimon. Or is he flipping? And if you want to say he is just adding L'Reuven Mahu. What if he only mentioned Reuven in his Chazara? L'Reuven v'hu adin l'Shimon. Did he only mention Reuven, but he also means Shimon? V'hai t'kama L'Reuven mishum t'pasach bei. He was the first one that he mentioned, and he means dot, dot, dot. O dilma L'Reuven nafka. Or did he mean only Reuven, and it's still a problem, Shimon's still open? V'imtim salomar L'Reuven dafka. And if he said L'Reuven, it means dafka, not Shimon. L'Shimon mahu. What if he just says L'Shimon? L'Shimon v'hu adin L'Reuven? Does he also mean Reuven v'hai dekamer Shimon mishim desolik minei? Because that's the one that he ended off with. Otim L'Shimon dafka. Or does he mean dafka? All of these are questions. And boy Rav Ashi, af L'Shimon mahu. Af, what if he says also Shimon? Af Reuven koi? Is the af going on Reuven? O dilma af a'alma koi? But Reuven's not included. So all of these questions, Teku, we will have to wait. Tir Eliyahu Navi, not to be megalatos, as we mentioned before, you know, just to tell us the answer, but to tell us what the halach is. So psak halach lemaisa is a question here, what we paskin like. The Rabbeinu Hananel quoted here in the Rashba, quotes Lechumra in all these cases, and the Rambam is Bechalik, and the Mefarshim explain, this is based on the Rambam's general sheet. The Rambam always paskins like the Imtim Salomars in the Gemara. If the Gemara has six questions built on each other, and Imtim Salomar this, generally the Rambam paskins like the Imtim Salomars. And the only question that will go unanswered, L'chumra, is the last one that did not have anything built in it, wasn't an Intim Salomar. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will be, it's ready up on, from the next cycle, the tomorrow's daf, and Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur again is sponsored, Lili Nishmas, three Nishamas, Chaim Yitzchak ben Chaim ben Sion, Harav Chanoch Henoch ben Binyamin Alevi, Rabbi Henry Book, and Reisel Bas Tzvi Eli Melech. We thank the family for the sponsorship. Okay, we'll stop here.